Random House Audio presents Drunk Tank Pink and Other Unexpected Forces That Shape How We Think, Feel, and Behave by Adam Alter. Read for you by Tristan Morris. Prologue. The academic journal Orthomolecular Psychiatry began its final issue of 1979 with a classic paper that kindled the imaginations of prison wardens, football coaches, and exasperated parents. The paper's author, Professor Alexander Schaus, described a simple experiment featuring 153 healthy young men, a researcher, two large pieces of colored cardboard, and a well-lit lab room. One by one, the men filed into the room to participate in an unusual test of strength. The experiment began when the men stared at one of the pieces of cardboard. For half the men, the cardboard was deep blue in color, while for the remaining half, it was bright pink. After a full minute passed, the researcher asked the men to raise their arms in front of their bodies, while he applied just enough downward pressure to force their arms back down to their sides. While the men recovered their strength, the researcher jotted a few brief notes before repeating the experiment, first asking the men to stare at the other piece of cardboard and then repeating the strength test. The results were strikingly consistent. All but two of the men were dramatically weaker after staring at the pink cardboard, barely resisting the researcher's application of downward force. In contrast, the blue cardboard left their strength intact, regardless of whether it came before the first or second strength test. The color pink appeared to leave the men temporarily depleted. To prove the effect wasn't a fluke, Schaus conducted a second experiment. This time he used a more accurate measure of strength, asking the 38 male participants to squeeze...